Sam Elling was filling out his online dating profile and trying to decide whether to laugh or cry. On the one hand, he had just described himself as quick to laugh and had answered the question, "How macho do you consider yourself?" 8 on a scale of 10. But on the other hand, the whole thing was really quite frustrating, and no one he knew ever admitted to anything less than an 8 on the masculinity scale anyway. Sam was trying to come up with 5 things he couldn't live without. He knew that many would-be daters cheekily wrote air, food, water, shelter, plus something else vaguely amusing. He was thinking Swiss cheese would be a clever addition to that list, or possibly vitamin D, though since he was in Seattle, he seemed, in fact, to be living quite nicely without it. He could go the techie route, laptop, other laptop, tablet, Wi-Fi connection, iPhone, but they'd think he was a computer geek. Never mind that he was. He didn't want them to know that right away. He could go the sentimental route, framed photo from parents' wedding, grandfather's lucky penny, program from his star turn in his middle school production of Grease, acceptance letter to MIT, first mixtape ever made for him by a girl. But he suspected that would belie his reported macho factor. He could go the lactose route, Swiss cheese again. He was clearly craving Swiss cheese for no apparent reason. Plus chocolate ice cream, cream cheese, Pagliacci's pizza, and double tall lattes. It wasn't really true, though. He could live without those. He just wouldn't like it very much. The point was, this exercise was 5 things. Annoying, prying, cloying, embarrassing, and totally pointless. He didn't have any hobbies because he worked all the time, which was the reason he couldn't find a date. If he didn't work all the time, or weren't a software engineer, and so also worked with some women, he would have time for hobbies he could list, but then he wouldn't need to because he wouldn't need online dating in order to meet people. Yes, he was a computer geek, but he was also, he thought, smart and funny and reasonably good-looking. He just didn't have 5 hobbies or 5 witty things he couldn't live without or 5 interesting things on his bedside table. Truthful answer would have been half-full water glass, quarter-full water glass, empty water glass, crumpled used Kleenex, crumpled used Kleenex. Or 5 revealing hopes for the future. Never to have to do this again, repeat times 5. Nor did he care about anyone else's reported hobbies or 5 requirements for life, bedside tables, or futures. He had already answered variations of these inane questions with another service, dated their dates, and saw what all of this nonsense came to. It came to nonsense. If you picked the ones who seemed pretty down to earth, books, writing implement, reading lamp, clock radio, cell phone, you got boring. If you picked the ones who seemed eccentric, yellow rain hat, Polaroid camera, lime seltzer, photo of Gertrude Stein, plastic model of Chairman Mao, you got really weird and full of themselves. If you picked the one who seemed like a good fit, laptop and honestly nothing else because that has all I need, you got a computer geek so much like your college roommate that you wondered if he'd had an unconvincing sex change operation without telling you. So you had your pick of boring, weird, or Trevor Anderson. 5 things Sam couldn't live without. Sarcasm, mockery, scorn, derision, cynicism. That was not the whole picture, of course. If it were, he wouldn't be online dating. He would be holed up in a basement apartment somewhere, contentedly crotchety on his own. Xbox, Wii, PlayStation, 52-inch plasma flat screen, microwave nachos. Instead, he was putting himself out there again. Did this not indicate optimism, i.e., love, hope, good cheer, warmth, generosity, the promise of someone to kiss goodnight? Maybe, but it was way too cheesy to write on the stupid form. The problem with the stupid form was this. It wasn't just that people didn't tell the truth, though they didn't. It was that there was no way to tell the truth, even if you wanted to. Things on a bedside table do not reveal a soul. Hopes for the future cannot be distilled for forms or strangers. Fill-in-the-blank questions are fun, but not really indicative of the long-term future of a relationship. They aren't really that fun, either.